This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Good morning. We learned last week that former Milwaukee County Parks Director Sue Black has landed a new parks job in a new state. 2 days from now, Black officially assumes the role of Executive Director of Arizona State Parks.
Black had a long and diverse parks career in this state that also included stints with the Dane County Parks Department and the cities of Portage and Green Lake, Wisconsin. But Arizona's park system is also not new to Black. In the mid-1990s, she served as its Director of Operations. Black returned to Wisconsin in 1997 to head Wisconsin's state park system.
In 2003, she became Director of Milwaukee County Parks, a role she held until it abruptly ended in 2012. During her tenure, the parks garnered the coveted National Gold Medal Awards for Excellence in Parks and Recreation Management. She went on to a brief stint as owner of the Milwaukee Wave.
Last week, Black took a break from packing her things and sat down with WUWM's Susan Bentz at a Milwaukee cafe. Black began by filling Bentz in on the Arizona public spaces she'll be shepherding.
I mean, you've got vegetation elevation. You know, the western border is the Colorado River, so you've got all the river parks. And there's boat camps, so a lot of people from California would ever bring their boats there. And it's a really interesting place to go camping, right? And then you've got Flagstaff, and there's a lot of historic properties there. Tubac Presidio, you know, Arizona's first state park. Patagonia Lake on the southern part, which is amazing. A lot of mountain biking, a lot of horseback riding, which I love horses. The regional managers, the property, you know, I'm a big field advocate, so I think the staff is looking forward to that. But I also know how to work with, you know, the state legislature and what have you, so that'll be interesting. The governor, Governor Ducey, very interesting gentleman. You know, he's a businessman, came from the private sector. The Cold Stone Creameries, the ice cream stores. Yeah, so he loves the entrepreneurial spirit, you know, the whole good to great theory. And so that's going to be so fun for me to work with because we're very like-minded. You know, I think everybody knows I'm a champion of public spaces and to protect them. But you can also get some synergies with that in building jobs and tourism and all the rest of it without losing your core values.
So what kind of staff are we talking about, Sue?
You know, all the data and stats, I don't have that off the top of my head.
Oh, come on. Just because you're packing.
Well, you know, the factometer, everybody wants to know, and all of a sudden you're one park off, and, you know, it's a non-true. So, but it's an extensive system. The other thing you have to remember that, you know, when you look at parks across the country, the East Coast parks are very different on how the United States was settled, if you will. And so the Western United States parks are, again, very different. So there's a big relationship with BLM. Bureau of Land Management with the U.S. Forest Service because they've got the big tracts of land. So those partnerships and cooperative agreements and things are something that I just enjoy and I'm good at. And I think that'll be fun too.
So how hard is it to leave Wisconsin?
Terribly hard. Absolutely terribly hard. But I did it once before, you know. And Arizona, again, it's not like I'm going to someplace that's foreign. You know, it's someplace that I'm very passionate about and I love it as well. But this is home. You know, and, you know, I'm very concerned about a lot of the different things that may be going on in the community. But, you know, again, I'm only a phone call away, and, you know, I will be looking at policies and what people are doing and what have you. You know, I still look back at the Wisconsin State Parks, you know, the Dane County Parks in Madison and what have you. I think when you're a steward of those properties, you never really let them go, you know, so you're always... You know, you don't hover, you know, and it's not creepy, you know, but...
you're not stalking anybody.
Yeah, but when there's some big issues that come up, I think that just the body of work of my whole career, that it gives you a professional opinion that I hope would be valued.
What do you think you've taken with you from your tenure with the parks here?
What am I taking with me? Friendships, a body of work that, you know, nobody can take that away, you know, and I'm very proud of that. And the relationships with the business community, so many of those public-private partnerships, you know, took a long time to cultivate to get some of these private businesses. You know, I was thinking about how long it took me to Joe Bartolotta going down to North Point, you know, and now I think he's happy that he did it. And I think the community loves it down there. And I could list 100 other things like that, but it's really those partnerships that revitalized the properties, you know, kind of brought that new energy in there. And it all doesn't have to be done with tax dollars. But at the same time, you have to respect those partners and you have to take care of them and really look at that. It's a partnership. And I'm concerned that those relationships might not be as nurtured as they were under a different administration. Mm-hmm. That's troublesome to me, because you want them to be in there. Because even if it's 20 jobs, that's 20 jobs. You know, that's economic impact. And a busy park is a safe park. Like if you look at Esterbrook, you know, I know that there are a lot of problems up there with the law enforcement and some of the things that were happening. And I remember getting a call from the chief saying, you know, we don't have to patrol it anymore, and not anymore, but as much. We weren't. So now you're saving another department money. And then for that beer garden to win one of the five best in the world, I'm like, seriously, in the world? You know, but it was so fun. But I had to talk a lot of people into that. They're like, no, this you can't, and that we did it. And now it's, I mean, who doesn't want to go sit down by the river and have a cold one and just, you know what I mean? And it's part of our heritage. That's what I think is so cool. And I remember with the dome, somebody saying, you know, it loses money, we're just going to knock them down. I'm like, not on my watch, you know? And then to reinvent them with the music under glass and knocking out the walls, and now with the new greenhouses and the greenhouse number 7, as I call it, and all the different activities that are going on in there. I mean, I'm proud of that. And not just for me, I'm happy for the community, you know, because now with this emerald necklace, it's in so much better shape. But I can also go back to when I was the state parks director. It was the 100th anniversary, and I remember the governor at the time said, you know, how do you want to celebrate? And I like to do things that are going to last. I don't want to just, oh, let's have a birthday party and the cake's gone and nobody remembers, right? So, I always say, ask for the pony and you get the bike, you know? So I had said, I want the UP back. And he starts laughing. I'm like, well, it's not really Michigan anyways, you know? And he's like, Sue. I'm like, okay, how about some new state parks? So we ended up with three, because I said, you just can't do one. We need to spread them around the state. So we ended up with three new state parks. And we also, as much as I like parks, I like trails. I love trails. They connect communities, and it's not about the trail. It's what happens on the trail and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But we ended up with the largest trail acquisition in state history. You know, those are the types of things when you look back and you say, you can tell that we were there, you know, and all of these, you know, accomplishments weren't just me. They were my team. So if I say I mean we, you know, because it really does take, you know, and that's the other thing that I love, the teams that I've built, you know, the team that I built at Arizona State Parks, the team that I built here at Milwaukee County Parks, and then to have that common goal and mission. And, you know, I was just with a fellow this morning and he said, you know, there was just a buzz over in that building. Everybody stayed late, worked hard, and you were all just so driven. And, you know, to create that culture of true public service instead of it just being a job, because I think there's a lot of government agencies that everybody'd be happier if it really became that mission, you know, and I think that comes down to the common goal and everybody shooting towards it, you know.
Since you talked about the necklace, how important or not do you think O'Donnell Park is to that system?
It's so funny. Everybody's asked me, you know, there's so many polarizing issues in town right now, and everybody's asked me, how do you feel about this? What would you do with that? And do I have opinions? Absolutely. I do.
Won't share them, though.
And I have some very strong opinions about them. And, you know, if I would have chosen to run for office, I would have been very articulate about those. I think, you know, when you're voting for somebody, you really need to know what their long-term mission is going to be and to be able to, you know, you don't know what's going to hit you, but at least you know kind of where your values are. And and at that time, I would have let everybody know. But I think the public knows what I stand for. I mean, it just does.
I just have to fill in the blank.
I'm pretty transparent. I'm authentic and transparent, and you know, you never really wonder what I'm thinking. You know, well, it's the truth, you know. So
she also looks you in the eye. So obviously, you've grown through the years, and your expertise and your knowledge base and passion.
Right.
Are you a different boss than you would have been 15 years ago? Do you think?
Well, I think everybody changes and grows, don't they? You know. So of course, I think you're a better person. You want to be a better person each day that you live because you bring those experiences with you. And when I look at everything that's happened to me, to know that I have a very strong faith. So it's really funny. I'm like, I don't know what your listeners, but I do. And I'm like, man, God already knew that I was going back there before I left Arizona. And this was all just a whirlwind, And that's what, if you really have faith in stuff, you won't sweat it because you're going to be okay in the long run. So to your question, yes, I would hope I'd be a better person. But at the same time, sometimes people like like how kids want a parent that has lines, or how you want a coach that's going to drive you to be your best. Do you want a coach that mediocre's okay? I don't want that type of leader. I want to shoot for the stars, and why wouldn't you? But I have thought about what do I want to, when I go back to Arizona, of course I think about that.
Who are you going to be?
Well, I don't know, say which Sue, but I mean, what's going to be the mission and how do I, you're taking over a new team. Anytime a new coach comes in, you really have to look at your players, see what you need to do. And then, and even just the appointments that I have, the jobs that I'm going to fill. Yeah, I want to give everybody the best Sue there is, And I think that's been my mission all along. But I will say I like to have fun while I'm doing it. If you don't have fun when you're working in a parks department, right? And I think everybody knows that about me, work hard, play hard, And we really did celebrate our accomplishments all along the way. And I think that's so important, too, is that you take your time to sit back and, you hit the milestone. Okay, let's take a breath and then let's go at it again,
So speaking of accomplishments, what park or what project means the most to you as you move on here in Milwaukee?
Here in Milwaukee, the lakefront, obviously. The rivers, the stuff we did on the rivers too. But I would say that when they made me chair of the lakefront plan, and everybody's debating the lakefront plan now and how we got the two spurs down. I wish we would have gotten the couple other things, but at the end of the day, to start that plan off, I feel bad that it's kind of stagnated now, and there's things are polarizing. And I think that's one of the things that I brought to the table. There are a lot of polarizing issues that we hit, but we moved the ball forward. We got things done. And I think people learn compromise. And in this day and age in politics, it's very disheartening to me that we can't have more compromise. It seems like it's got to be a win-lose, and I don't get it. I really don't get it.
So what other couple little things do you wish you had knocked off the list at the lakefront?
I know everybody thinks it's crazy, but I'll just put it out there. It would have been really nice to have a bike path over the Hone Bridge, to connect the community. And people say you can't have it. I'm like, look at how many other big cities have that you can get across the, across the river. Everything with the, there were five initiatives, and one was the bus barn, one was O'Donnell, and then Lincoln Memorial Drive and what have you. And I just hope that people can come together as opposed to what's happening now, The other thing I'll talk about is that people have to remember that there are three branches of government for a reason. And you can't demonize any of them. That's how the country was founded. That's our basis. It's very important that be respected.
Okay, what's your favorite Milwaukee County park?
Everybody, whichever one I'm in.
I knew you'd say that.
Well, but it's the truth. I will tell you, there's a spot that's right north of Sheridan Park. There's an overlook there, and they say it's the highest point on Lake Michigan. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's a little area up there. You kind of take a left. I forget the name of that street, but it's right after those apartments. And you go over there, and then you look forever on Lake Michigan, and it's beautiful. I love Grant Park. I love that whole bike path down through there. Bender Park, when I got here, the two things, one was what are we going to do with the Coast Guard station? And then what are we doing with Bender Park? That's a point of frustration. But, the Whitnells and the I don't know, everyone, the Oak Leaf Trail, okay? Because it connects everything. I think everybody knows about their segment of the Oak Leaf Trail, but to have, you know, the whole 106 miles, I think that's amazing, and people need to get to know that better. And then to be able to dissect that with the Hank Aaron Trail, which takes me back to my state parks days, I'm speechless about it because there's just so much, and it was truly a labor of love. And when you look back at what it looked like when we got here and what it looks like when we're done, I'm very, very proud of that. And even some of the projects we started, you know, those ribbons are still being cut. You know, I just hope that there's new ideas that are being brought forward, that they get sold, that they that the ideas, you know, that come to fruition, I guess is what I should say, they actually break ground and, you know, cut ribbons and things that are theirs that they can be proud of to take this forward. And to see it go backwards would break my heart.
Former Milwaukee County Parks Director Sue Black leaves Wisconsin tomorrow and starts her new post Wednesday as Executive Director of Arizona State Parks. She spoke with Lake Effect's Susan Bentz.